This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said, after the NDA government came into power, the Northeast and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. The Centre has released the first instalment of the 15th Finance Commission grants for the ongoing financial year to the rural local bodies in Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan. Panchayati Raj Ministry said that Andhra Pradesh has received united grants close to 396 crore rupees and tied grants around 593 crore rupees. The government has said there is no change in the rules governing the sale and distribution of emergency contraceptive pill brands, and they will continue to be available without a prescription. Sources in the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization said that certain media reports have misinterpreted proposals for change in rules regarding prescription requirement for hormonal contraceptives. The registration process for Prime Minister's Internship Scheme 2024 began a short while ago. Announced earlier in this year's budget, this initiative offers 12 months internships to help young people gain hands-on experience in real-life business environments. The Prime Minister's internship scheme aims at providing real job experience to 1 crore youth of the country in the age group of 21 to 24 years over the next 5 years in India's top 500 companies. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. India has called upon the government of Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry has expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at the revered Joshureshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira. The ministry said these attacks are deplorable and they follow a systematic pattern of desecration and damage to temples and deities that India has witnessed over several days. Indranand Singh Jha, the famous former radio presenter and comparer of Akashvani Darbhanga, passed away this morning at his ancestral village, Chonor in Darbhanga. He was 77 years old. Famous for his rural radio talk program Gamghar from Akashvani Darbhanga station with the pen name of Khurkhur Bhai, he was very popular among radio listeners during his service. People associated with social and cultural organizations expressed grief over the death of the former Akashvani staff. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted countrymen on the occasion. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. The weather office said light to medium rainfall is very likely in the remaining 8 districts and in Lakshadweep. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Maharashtra, Gujarat and South Interior Karnataka in the next 4 days. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. The U.S. Treasury and State Department announced the sanctions yesterday. And in men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. With a 2-0 lead in the 3-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. In a Group B match, Bangladesh will take on South Africa later this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that's the end of this news bulletin.